Chattanooga's number one hit music station. We are Hits 96. We're in the middle of a session right now of Let's Talk Dating with Chattanooga-based dating expert Brock Olson live in studio. And we're helping out Tamika. She's been married a little over a year now. Just got a brand new house with the husband. She's going to have a nice little home housewarming party with the family, with his family directly. She made this big dinner. They showed up. The mother-in-law already made them all big meal. Nobody touched her food. A little upset about it. She doesn't know whether she should talk to her husband about it, go directly to the family. What's your advice for this particular situation?
Sure. So, Tamika, thank you again for writing this in. Just before we went to the music break, I was saying, you know, if mom did not know that you were going to be making dinner for the entire family, maybe she was just playing mom and just feeding the family. And that's just, you know, very normal for her to do that. However, mother-in-laws, moms sometimes have a way of making your marriage a little bit more difficult because they actually struggle to let go of their little boy. And if she is seeing your marriage and now your house and now you're doing all the things that mom used to do, she might feel a little intimidated. She might feel like you're kind of stepping on her territory, and that might just be a little way for her to feel like she still has purpose in her son's life and in the family's life. Now, if that's the case, and I've experienced this many times with clients, even family, I have seen this, you do need to talk to your husband. Because it is really important that you establish boundaries in your marriage, in your household, in your relationship. And those boundaries are including with your own family. And this is something I think a lot of people get wrong. Whenever you take the vow of marriage, it is you and your partner and everybody else a second, including kids. Now, that's going to be a hot take, but we're going to talk to just about family, mothers, sisters, brothers, all that stuff. They all come second. And you have to do everything possible to ensure that the sanctity of your marriage is intact. And that means making sure that mom, mother-in-law, all of them know that when they are in your home, there are certain rules and how to show respect. And one of the ways to make sure that they're showing respect is to know what is expected when they come to your house. So, Tamika, if you had communicated, I'm just assuming that you did, if you communicated that you were going to host, that it was going to be a big dinner and mom did that, you need to talk to your husband about how to make sure he can handle his mother. It's not something that you need to go and talk to mom about. It is his responsibility to do that because his job is also to protect the family as well. And if his partner, you, are feeling this type of way, he has to do everything possible to make sure that you're feeling secure in the relationship because mom right now is trying to step on your territory. And he needs to be made aware of that, and he probably is completely oblivious to how you're feeling, to what actually happened. And, you know, as long as he got fed, he doesn't care. But it was disrespectful to you if mom knew what she was doing. And it really is important that you are able to adequately express this to him, that it was disrespectful and that you don't want disrespect in your house or in the marriage. So make sure that you come to him and be calm, be patient. Take him along the journey of your emotional experience that you felt disrespected. And it just needs to sound something like that. It doesn't need to be something that's highly volatile. It doesn't need to be hyper emotional, but he does need to know that what happened, if it was intentional, needs to be addressed, that it is something that is actually there. It's not a figment of your imagination. Again, I verify this does happen and it can be intentional. If it is intentional, definitely talk to your man.
Even if it isn't intentional, making a point between the husband and her to make that point next time you invite him over.
Yes.
If you're going to make a meal, let everybody know, don't eat.
Yes, don't eat.
I'll
get you
covered.
Yep.
So again, goes back to that communication for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Tamika, for writing in. Those listening, you can be our next subject if you wish. It can be anonymous, by the way. You don't have to give your name. Send me an email. That's Gino, G-I-N-O, at WDODradio.com. And again, for more info on Brock and everything that he offers, which is quite a bit, of course, in the relationship world and more, that's BrockOlson.com. Give him a follow on social media as well. Brock, thanks for the time. Thanks for the advice. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Gino. Thank you.